WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York. Let me do that again, because that's not a proper ID. You don't say anything between there. WHCL, Clinton, New York. There, that ought to hold them for tonight.
$0.10 a dance. To dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think
that cheers me up considerably. Molly Ryan, the incomparable Molly Ryan there with Dan Levinson's Swing Wing. 10 Cents a Dance. It was recorded 2008. Yes, very, very, we have stuff that's very recent. We have stuff that, you know, it's almost archaeological. But that indeed was Molly Ryan and Dan Levinson on the album The Codfish Ball. You should buy that, by the way, and you'll find a link on my Radiola blog. If you're on the internet and you should be, at least for this purpose alone. You know, you can keep the rest of it, as far as I'm concerned, but just for this purpose, the music, just check it out, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Just, you know, you'll find it out. Before that, we had Al Galadoro playing his bass clarinet, Joni Galadoro accompanying him at the millennium there, 2000, or, you know, or right before the millennium, depending upon your use of language, and Punchinello. And Joni told me that Al had just gotten out of the hospital and was not up to snuff, but I find that very hard to believe, listening to him. He sounds as good as, you know, people who are way up to snuff and beyond their own, you know, snuff capacity, don't ever sound that good. So that's Al and Joni sounding great on the piano. Gotta appreciate that. And maybe someday they'll bring out that masterclass CD. Let's hope so. I'm Andy Senior, and boy, there's people wish I'd just go back in. This is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And having played something from a couple of years ago, 2008, we're going to go back, take a big, big leap backward, 111 years. This is off the original source document, actually. And Vessel Osman again, the Banjo King, is playing it. He doesn't announce it, though. But he just gets right into it. Actually, he kind of jumps the gun, too, a bit. But in 1897, off of Berliner. Yes. This is for people who complain that I'm not patriotic enough. So we'll give them this one. Stars and Stripes Forever.
But what's a fella to do? by the sunshine in her laughter, just like the state they named her after. Gone are the days, the very days I'm dreaming of, and still I seem to hear her say, will you be back, will you be back, back to the Carolina
love that. That's Fred Van Epps' banjo orchestra recording anonymously for Little Wonder, and I also don't know how they worked the medley into a 2-minute recording, but we're 1 minute and 45 seconds or so, but they did. Yes, people could do amazing things in 1914, and that's what they did. Before that, the Will H. Tyers composition Maori from 1914 also. That's probably bunch of guys from the usual Columbia musicians. Yes, well, Columbia did press those, and they were somewhat they were kind of deeply involved in making Little Wonders, but they didn't want to associate with them because they would have been seen as disloyal to the other recording companies who were charging an arm and leg for shellac records in those days, because you make $12 a week, a dollar for a record is a lot of money. An awful lot. And before that, Al Jolson, uncredited, Back to the Carolina You Love, 1914, probably the most famous Little Wonder record, and that's off my copy of it. Beginning with Wessel Ossmann, off a Berliner disc, 7-incher, Stars and Stripes Forever. Oh, yeah. 1897. He really was the banjo king. Amazing, amazing guy. This is Radiola, and I'm the king of whatever it is I... whatever isn't taken at the moment. For Radiola, and this is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I hope the stream is working, and if it's not... you have my apologies. I don't. If I get 85 notes saying the stream wasn't working, then I'll have to answer all of them. So I know there might be problems. So I apologize for that. We're going to continue now with we're going to go back to electric recordings here. Virginia Lee, in 1928, and this is kind of reflects my melancholy, and not just personal melancholy, just sort of an overwhelming sense that I feel sometimes over things, and when I stop to think about things, I shouldn't stop to think about things. I should just keep going. Virginia Lee, 1928, Just a Little Blue for You. What other host in the history of jazz radio or any kind of radio would follow Mix with Clyde McCoy? Well, it's been done here tonight by me. And that just happens to be a very nice copy of a British pressing of Wah-Wah Lament. 1933, Clyde McCoy and his orchestra. And, yeah, I like those woodblocks there, too. Very nice stuff. Before that, Crying All Day, Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, Vixen there, and all the usual guys. What can you do? And there's, you heard Adrian Rollini, too, sitting in with the rest of them. 1927, yeah. Beginning with Virginia Lee. I don't know anything about her. Just a Little Blue for You, 1928. So, yeah, this is Radio Ola Manny Sr., and if that's... that was a little cathartic, wasn't it? And I think I need that. I'm just in an odd frame of mind, and maybe I'll discuss it with you in a moment if I've got half an hour to do so. But yeah, there's half an hour left. The Radiola, isn't that great? This is Radiola. I'm gonna try not to bring it down too much here. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This will cheer you up though. Riley and Comfort. I played some of their stuff recently, and I'm playing some more. 1933, Hoagy Carmichael's, not terribly correct lyrics, but, I've already thrown that out the window, so what do I care? Lazy Bones.
Well, look who's here. If it ain't old Lazy Bones himself. Get up out there, man. How you expect to get your work done?
Work? Where'd I ever hear that word before?
Long as there is chicken gravy on your rice, everything is nice. Long as there is watermelon on the vine, with you everything is fine. You got no time to work, you got no time to play. You're busy doing nothing all the live long day. You won't ever change no matter what I say. You're just made that way. Lazy Bones, sleeping in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done, sleeping in the noonday sun. Oh, Lazy Bones, sleeping in the shade, how you expect to get your cornmeal made? Tell me, you'll never get your cornmeal made that way. Sleeping in the evening shade.
When taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the slugs fall off of the line. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish won't grab at your line.
Lazy Bones, loafing through the day, how you expect to make a dime that way, You ain't never gonna make any money that way, no sir. You never hear the word I say.
Lazy Bones, sleeping in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done? Oh,
sleeping in the noonday sun.
Lazy Bones, sleeping in the shade, how you expect to get your cornmeal made? Oh,
sleeping in the evening shade.
When taters need a spray, and I can bet you keep on praying that the slugs fall off the vine. And when you go a-fishing, I can bet you keep on wishing that the fish won't grab at your line. Lazy Bones, loafing through the day, how you expect to make a dime that way?
Never make a dime that way. Well, if you ain't the laziest man I ever did, well, look a here.
Never heard a word I say.
Woman, have you no heart? How could you be so bold? Why have you grown so cold after the lies you've told? No one now seems to be on the level. Since I found that my angel was just a dog known as the devil, why does I love you, huh? Why did you teach me how? After you broke each vow, how can you face me now?
Independence.
was the Yes, Yes Girl, Merline Johnson, or Merlene. I don't know how she's... Well, it's Merlin with an E on it, Johnson. My Independent Man, 1937, off Vocalion. And, yeah, she's... I'm independent, all right. I'll tell you in a minute. Before that, Fats Waller and his rhythm, How Can You Face Me? Indeed. 1934... Beginning with Lazy Bones, Riley and Comfort, about whom I know absolutely nothing, or less than nothing, except they might have appeared on sheet music in this country from about 1933, Decca from the UK. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm, you know, I have my moments. The thing is, you know, I've been going through a rough time anyway, just emotionally, thinking about stuff personally, which isn't, you know, that's nothing. I can get through that. You know, that's a walk in the park. But occasionally I just have these, you know, these feelings. And, you know, I was going through my aunt's stuff. We were cleaning out her house. And I found a letter to the editor. She saved stuff that I wrote. And I used to write really rip-snorting political letters to the editor. At this point, though, I have to say, before I get any letters from any of you, that I wouldn't belong to any political party that would have me as a member. That's just how I feel. But... It was a real rip-snorter of an anti-war letter, and written in 03, right after the stuff, you know, stuff started happening. The last sentence was, I have to stop typing now. I have to go vomit, and, you know, I'm still got dry heaves. We got dry heaves under Mr. Change, so what can you do? So, this is my message to any politician anywhere. I know I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it anymore from any of you. I don't belong to any party. I don't belong to any ideology. I think that we need to look at things from a totally different aspect of it. The right wing and the left wing should just get together, and because they're on the same bird, you know, just get together and, you know, fly away and stop annoying me. So here's Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. My message to the masses: don't jive me. 1928. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Now, that was, now wasn't that worth waiting through my diatribe? That was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, Shimmy Shawabble, 1930. And you heard, underneath that, you heard the heartbeat. You heard Gene Krupa on drums there. And he kept that beat. Boy, was he good. You could feel that. I hope your lease is still in effect after that one. Also, Benny Goodman and Jack Teagarden on there, as well as the usual suspects. Before that, Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, Jungle Fever, 1934. Another hot band. Boy, they're all good. They're just so good. Gotta say it. Before that, beginning with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. This is, you know, I said that. Don't jive me. Just don't. 1928. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm in hot water, but I'm going to try to get out of it now. This is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I am cognizant of the fact that Sunday is Valentine's Day. So I offer these two selections in honor of that. And I go out to, you know, one person there who's probably listening, or if she hasn't thrown the radio down the stairs. But I'm going to offer this. Yeah, it's a twofer. Great stuff, too.
What a night for romancing, stars in the sky above. This is our chance for sweet romance. Let's make this a night of love. Here we are together, the moon is hanging low. There's magic in its silvery light. It seems to say the time is right. Love me tonight. Life is so uncertain, and no one seems to know how long we have to linger on. Tomorrow we may both be gone. Love me tonight. Let me feel your arms, and let me feel your kiss. And if this great big world must end, oh, let it end like this. My lips are yours forever, my heart is in your hand, my love is yours to have to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old, love me tonight.
That I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty. At least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bengal bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me why it should be true that I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some girl in the skies. My idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's Celery. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of a Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that has faded soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top, and that goes out to a gal that I know who's listening tonight, who's listening closely, and I'll see her in a few minutes after I'm done. You're the top. That was Harry Jacobson singing Arthur Young on the piano. Before that, Arthur Cavendish, Love Me Tonight. Boy, that's a good selling. That's a real make-out record, isn't it? You play that about eight times. Tomorrow We May Both Be Gone. Yes, indeed. You know, that's can't-fail stuff right there. You might get hit by a bus, so Love Me Tonight. 1932. I'm Andy Senior, and I have no intention of getting hit by a bus unless, you know, whatever happens. And this is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I just want to say that coming up very right after me, we have the Gray Fox with Live from Echo Base. New name. It was formerly some other thing, but now it's Live from Echo Base. Tomorrow night, please tune in to Retro Radio at 8 p.m. Mark Fuller will be on playing the old music that maybe is a little more modern than what I'm playing, if you want it. And you probably do. And I'm going to finish up here. This leaves absolutely no doubt about my sentiments. So I will see you next week if I haven't been sent to Guantanamo. Here we go.
Man, stop that war! Them cats are killing themselves! Put away the guns, put the bombs on the shelf. Stop this war, the cats are killing themselves. Boy, they're shooting them up and they're shooting them live. They even got wigs and shooting them fire. A big bomb hit a boat, out in the sea. The sailors jumped up, hollered, "What you doing to me?" Down low the low, when the bum hits the ground, them cats have got to go. Boy, that sounds like one of them incendiarian bums.
Where'd you get that word, Wingy?
Boy, I dug it out the dugout.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.